I'm Jeremy Shea with KTOO. A Seattle-Tacoma airport traveler became ill around January 15th with a confirmed case of the new virus that public health officials around the world are tracking. It raised flags for Alaska's public health officials. State epidemiologists are alerting the public and healthcare workers about what to watch for and what to do. Most of the advice is the same as for regular flu season. Louisa Castrodale is an epidemiologist with the Infectious Disease Program at the State Department of Health and Social Services.
We're watching very carefully to see how this infectious disease, this novel coronavirus, acts. Is it something that is acting similarly to the other novel coronaviruses that have happened? And hoping to pass that information on widely when new information is known.
It's novel because it's new, or at least scientists just identified it in December. And it's a coronavirus because it has crowny spikes. It looks sort of like the sun. Symptoms include cough, fever, and trouble breathing, similar to other known coronaviruses that range from the common cold to SARS. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says this one is spreading from person to person, but it's unclear how easily. The outbreak of this new virus began in the major Chinese city of Wuhan. So far, more than 800 people have gotten sick, and at least 25 have died. The SeaTac traveler came from Wuhan.
Having it hit so close to home in Seattle, we're only another plane ride away, and I know there's a lot of traffic international through Anchorage.
That's Charlie Gribben, infection preventionist at Bartlett Regional Hospital. She's getting updates from state and federal epidemiologists on the new virus. Gribben says the risk of an outbreak in Alaska doesn't change much for hospital visitors and employees. They're taking the same precautions as they would during the flu season.
The flu makes people sick, and it causes a lot of deaths over the year, so I'm more concerned with keeping control over the flu.
That means giving masks to visitors who are coughing, keeping hands clean, and isolating certain patients. Hospital staff have gear they can use ranging from basic masks to stuff that looks like a biohazard suit in the movies. Some things have changed since the new outbreak.
So we do ask everybody of their travel history. There's a whole long list of triage questions. Our nurses even ask if you've had a flu shot. So it's quite intense. When you come in, you get a ton of questions.
Suspected cases get reported to the state. Right now, only the CDC is able to test for it. So if the hospital suspected it had a case, they could collect things like spit or blood and send it to Atlanta for testing. Gribben says there's regular staff training on how to handle a potential outbreak. That said, she only knows of one case at Bartlett that triggered a hospital response over and above business as usual. It was a little before her time at the hospital, during the 2003-2004 SARS scare. SARS was another respiratory virus that spread around the world and killed hundreds of people. Jan Beauchamp was Bartlett's infection preventionist at that time.
Oh, it was quite an event.
She remembers it was an elderly Canadian woman. She had a layover in a SARS hotspot in Toronto on her way to an Alaska cruise.
When she was on her way to Skagway, she became ill and they transferred her off the boat and to Bartlett Hospital.
Her fever, pneumonia-like symptoms, and travel history fit what the CDC said to look for. When the CDC test results came back, Beauchamp says it wasn't SARS. So Juno didn't have a SARS outbreak, or an outbreak of whatever pneumonia-like bug the cruise ship passenger did have.
We were in good shape when it all happened, because that was my job. I was anticipating that eventuality could happen. And having so many people come visit us from all over the world in cruise ships in the summertime is, you know, it's always a potential public health situation. So we're vigilant and cautious.
The CDC announced on January 24th it had confirmed a second travel-related case in the United States in Illinois. For now, the CDC considers the risk to the general American public low. In Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea.